News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
There's new laws to allow nightclubs to open until 6 a.m. and pubs until 2:30 a.m. will lead to more trauma and deaths on Irish roads. That's the warning from the Road Safety Authority. Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland. Do you agree with the Road Safety Authority?
Yes, we absolutely do. And the reason we do is that there is evidence from multiple jurisdictions around the world that when you extend licensing hours, you increase the amount of alcohol that's consumed, and with that, you increase the amount of harms that come from that. One of those harms, unfortunately, is road deaths and road injuries. And the evidence is very clear that even a 1 hour extension on licensing hours is likely to lead to a 30% increase in traffic collisions, particularly in rural areas. Now, we already know here in Ireland, we have a serious problem with road deaths. And sadly, in those deaths, we know that about 37% of them, you know, alcohol is a feature. We also know that about 70% of those deaths occur in rural roads. So you have a perfect storm there that's telling you, if we increase licensing hours, we will increase road deaths. And with that knowledge, I think it's really incumbent on the government to take a step back and, you know, look at these proposals again and to carry out what's called a health impact assessment, something that was actually recommended by the Oireachtas Justice Committee, almost a year ago now at this stage, saying you need to have a firm grasp on what the implications of these proposals are, because it's not even just about the road deaths, which is absolutely terrible, but there's also things like, you know, an increase in crime. We know that there's, like in Northern Ireland, where they increased their licensing laws back in October 2021, there's been a 17% increase in alcohol-related crime. There's also a whole impact on hospitals. We know it's very likely there will be an increase in alcohol-related injuries presenting to EDs. Our EDs are already overflowing. Why would we expect, or why would we think that it would be a good idea to expect more to be heaped upon healthcare staff?
Okay, are you not, Sheila, and I don't want to be in any way glib, because I know it's a really serious point, and road deaths are far too high, and every option should be explored. But are you not almost making an argument for prohibition?
No, we have never said anything remotely.
No, but the logical conclusion of what you're saying is that the opening of nightclubs and the opening of pubs leads to increases in violence, it leads to road deaths. I suppose my question is, are we focusing on the wrong debate here? Like, I will never get in the car with a drink on me, whether the nightclub is open till 6 a.m. or 10 o'clock at night.
Well, what we know is, and all we can ever do is just simply point to the evidence around this. The World Health Organization is very clear. There are three things that really help to reduce the harm from alcohol. Those three things are controls on prices, and controls on marketing, and controls on availability. So when we have one of those pillars, if you like, the availability one, literally being kicked by the government, you have to say, well, let's actually take into account, what does this mean? So if we say that we're content to have a 34% increase in alcohol-related injuries presenting to hospitals, well, then you'd have to say, well, where's the extra funding going to come from to actually deal, you know, with that fallout? And that's why we're saying we really need to have a health impact assessment, because it's entirely predictable what's going to happen here. And I know, of course, you can point to any one individual and say, I would never do that. But we also have to remember that in a recent survey from the RSA, 10% of people admitted that they did drink and drive. So we already know we have a problem with alcohol in this country.
But I suppose my point is, and maybe just playing devil's advocate, those 10% are dictating things for everybody. Like, what about personal responsibility? If somebody wants to, enjoys going to a nightclub till 5 a.m, like they're being stopped from doing so because other people will not obey the law.
Of course, people must take responsibility for their actions, and that's why we do have laws in place, you know, that, and there are quite severe penalties, obviously, for people who would drink and drive. But what we're saying is that we currently have a difficult situation with alcohol in the moment with our current licensing hours. What we're saying is, if you actually increase those licensing hours, you will extend the problems that come from that. And if you're going to do that, well, then you must put the planning in place to be able to deal with the fallout. And that's what we're saying. But what we're seeing at the moment is a complete absence of planning from the government. So you have the Department of Justice.
Are we also seeing a failure of anti-drink driving campaigns? If 10% of people admit they will still get in a car while under the influence of alcohol, that is a failure. Is that not where we should be focusing?
I certainly think there is much more need for enforcement of the laws that we currently have. And we already know that actually the number of Gardaí who are on the road dealing with, drink driving or, doing breathalyzing tests is one of the lowest in Europe. And we have a very low rate of that. And I noticed that the RSA were calling for more enforcement and more resources being put that way. And we completely and absolutely agree with that. But that's only one issue within it. Given that, and I just have to keep repeating this because, the government have said that they will listen. We're saying it's time to put the planning in place. If we're going to put these increases in place, where's the extra resources for our hospitals? Where's the extra resources for families who will be dealing with the fallout? Where in fact, is the benefit, the overall benefit to the country?
Anna, you're saying better still. Don't follow through with this legislation.
Yes. I mean, we certainly do say that. There's no doubt about that. But at the very least, we need planning.
Dr. Sheila Gilheeny, CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.